You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, we have an interview with the president of the New Zealand Union of Students Associations, James Ransted, about Piki youth mental health, the kind of youth mental health trial that started in Porirua, as previously established, and as of yesterday, was rolled out into the wider Wellington DHB. So here's talking about that. A big thank you to Trixie in the newsroom for editing this and having a go with this piece. Just for those that don't know, for the listeners, who are the New Zealand Union of Students Association and what do they do? How's it structured and how has it come into being?
So the New Zealand Union of Students Associations is the representative body of students, all 350,000 to 400,000 students in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Our membership base is made up of the students associations or student unions from around New Zealand of both universities and polytechnics as well.
Cool. So yesterday marked the further rollout of the mental health trial of Piki. Could you give the listeners a bit more information as to what Piki is and what this kind of further rollout of the program means?
So Piki is a mental health trial. It's part of the Green Party and Labour Party coalition agreement. Basically what it is a trial to provide free counselling to 18 to 25-year-olds in the Greater Wellington region. It's the Greater Wellington DHB area, they call it. But it's basically, you know, Wellington City, the Hutt Valley, and also Porirua up along the coast there as well. It also comes along with some useful resourcing and a website as well. But the main focus of Piki is to see if free counselling really plays a significant role in the mental health support for youth in the Wellington region. And the idea of it is if it works here, then in a couple of years, if the trial goes well, it'll be rolled out throughout the rest of the country.
Awesome. So what has the role of students been in getting this further rollout of the program? Has there been kind of active student involvement with the rollout of Piki throughout the process of implementing it?
Yeah, so I mean, this announcement wouldn't have come without the push of students by any stretch. You know, students have been making it clear, especially over the past few years, that mental health is incredibly important. And first and foremost, we know that the statistics, unfortunately overstated, but we know the statistics show that New Zealand, you know, rates very poorly internationally when it comes to youth mental health and youth suicide. But also a lot of the reasoning behind students getting behind this is really because so many students know others around them or even themselves that have struggled with mental health and anxiety, especially at this critical time in our lives when there are so many pressures facing. So that's really driven, you know, the student momentum. It really drove NZUSA to carry out some research in 2017 and 2018 and that led to the subsequent publishing of KTPI, which is the mental health report, which basically scratched the surface on mental health within our tertiary institutions, that informed a lot of our lobbying from that point onwards. VUSA played an incredibly large role, in particular Marlon Drake and a few others around him as well, and played a huge role in setting up the Weight Is Over campaign, which was in 2018, and that was around basically better mental health support for youth in New Zealand. And that was a rally at Parliament that you know, made the 6 p.m. news and so forth. So that was quite a significant win for students. And at that point in time, the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry Group was currently working away on the report that was published at the end of last year. So this announcement now comes after a prior announcement in February that rolled it out in Porirua. And since that point in time, already 600 young people have, you know, use counselling services within Porirua alone, so just within a couple of months. So that is a significant one. With the announcement yesterday, however, unfortunately, students weren't at the forefront of the announcement as perhaps what they could have been. This as I said earlier, the announcement wouldn't have come without the work of students, and unfortunately, to a degree, it was taken as a win by, I guess, the politician in Victoria University of Wellington as well. Nonetheless, we're not discrediting the huge win that this is, because we're all celebrating at this point in time that in Wellington, everyone between the age of 18 to 25, regardless of whether you're studying or not, regardless of what institute you're studying at, you're going to have free counselling.
Certainly, it seems like quite a big step with quite a big student voice behind it. Speaking with the student voice, has there been quite a large amount, or has NZUSA seen quite a large amount of student support from what's been proposed by this program so far?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it it still is early days. As I said, it is a trial. We really hope that it goes well and that the government deems this trial to be worthwhile to be rolled out. There still is a huge amount of talk around mental health in society, and it is growing. I mean, there's other work going on. Like I said, the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry report, the government's due to respond back to that any day now and likely within the next couple of weeks. So that'll be more of a national approach. So, look, this is a great trial and we're really excited that it's here, but there is other stuff going on. And to be honest, I don't see it dying down anytime soon, which is a huge success.
Yeah, certainly. So would I be right then in assuming that NZUSA would support a further a permanent rollout of a program based on the trial of PQ?
Yes, most definitely, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, so we've touched on it, obviously, and it's hard to talk about PQ without talking about the youth mental health crisis. And official statements and in the kind of political parties' press releases about PQ, it's kind of like the huge release that this is their response to, or the starts of their response to the youth mental health crisis. So this is a very naive question, but do NZUSA or you personally, whoever you feel more comfortable in speaking on part of, believe that there is a youth mental health crisis in New Zealand? And how would you define or describe what the youth mental health crisis in New Zealand is?
Yeah, so like you say, youth mental health crisis is often a quite commonly used term. I definitely believe that it is appropriate and it gives weight to what we're trying to do. PQ is one step of the way. With the rollout in Porirua, yes, it had an impact looking at the statistics, but you know, speaking to colleagues at work and friends that live out that way, a lot of the time, you know, the youth don't know that it is in place and they haven't heard of it. So I think that's an example that, yes, we may be talking about these things, and often in offices where we talk about the policy and whatnot, we can get ahead of ourselves, and often we forget that on the ground in many of our communities, these big changes, you know, haven't caught up to where the community is at.
Right, so just a few kind of final ones wrapping up. Like, from your report, what did you find out, or what did NZUSA kind of further learn about this quote-unquote youth mental health crisis? And what would NZUSA also like to see in response to this crisis alongside, say, a rollout of a permanent program like PQ?
So I guess one of the huge things that came out of the report was that seeing that the counsellor usage within tertiary institutions has risen quite considerably, particularly over the last decade, but at the same time, the services haven't really improved to keep up with that growing demand. So that in itself, I think, is a sign that this crisis is real, and it is definitely growing. I think this PQ is definitely a good step in the right direction, but we definitely need to look into Hearaoranga, the Mental Health Inquiry report, and make sure, Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry, and make sure that the government's response to it is adequate and is really dealing to what will work for New Zealand society. And when I say that, I mean making sure that our diverse communities, like, you know, the large Pacifica community within and around Porirua, is catered for and understands and knows that, you know, help is out there, and we do it in a way that suits them. Also, for example, we've got to recognise that, you know, NZUSA is here representing all students, and 18 to 25-year-olds definitely isn't representative of all students. So, for example, the average age at Polytechnic in New Zealand is 26, 27, 28 years old, right? So that is obviously out of the age bracket of this trial. At the same time, too, we do know that many mental health issues, anxiety and pressures and you know, feelings of self-harm and whatnot often develop at a younger age, you know, often in high school. So we really need to make sure that the response that we are, you know, providing through this national approach really is targeted to all of these areas.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.